All right, we're back. We're back. Back from the dead.
We sure are, yeah.
We're alive. Just good time to be alive.
Yeah. Just in time for spooky season.
Spooky season.
Spooky season.
It's a pretty dope season.
Mm-hmm.
Everything's orange.
That's right. Leaves on the ground. It's a nice atmosphere.
Leaves on the ground. Psychos, you know, walking around small towns.
Mm-hmm.
Stalking white women.
That's right. We may or may not be one of them.
Maybe. Yeah. I think I'll be all right.
Yeah.
I think I'll be all right. I'm not a white woman passing.
No.
No.
Not at all. But yeah, spooky season. It's that time. People want to watch scary movies.
Spooky movies.
Spooky movies.
Spooky movies for a spooky season.
That's true.
What spooky movies you been watching?
Well, the problem is so many horror movies suck, man. Mm.
There's a good amount of them that aren't great.
Most of them are garbage.
Yeah.
People think, what do I watch, you know? Because people don't know.
Right.
Horror movies are terrible.
Right.
Everyone's like, what do I watch? And that's where we come in.
That is.
So, yeah. I don't know. What's the last? Seen a lot of good ones, but let me think about what we've both seen. You've seen Hereditary, right?
Yeah, unfortunately.
Yeah.
And I don't say that because it's a bad thing. I say that because I think about it almost every day.
Yeah.
Yeah, that movie just sits in my head, man.
It stays with you.
It's rough.
Mm-hmm.
But, like, not because it's bad. It's because it's unsettling.
Mm-hmm.
Toni Collette.
Yeah.
What an all-star.
Yeah, she killed it in that
movie. She's great. I think she did, right? She literally did. She killed her husband.
Yeah, she killed a lot of
people. I think she killed her son. Did she
Spoiler alert.
Oh, whoops.
But, yeah, no. We can get into it. It's been like 6 years.
Right. The light post killed her daughter. She killed her husband. Does the son survive? I don't remember. I know she doesn't.
Becomes the demon.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
The whole movie, they're trying to possess him.
Right. After she took her own head off with that wire.
Piano wire, yeah.
That sound sits with me.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. That like squelching.
Ugh.
What a great fucking movie.
Yeah, I saw it in theaters.
I saw it New Year's Day, hungover, maybe like 2017, 2018, mm-hmm. I think. So that was really fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I remember after it got done, the credits rolled, I turned to my friend and I thought, I felt like I should not have been watching that movie. It feels like an evil movie.
Yeah, yeah. Like you brought something home with you.
Exactly, yeah. Which, you know, props to it, you know.
Yeah, for sure.
Any movie, horror movie or otherwise, that can stay with you.
Yeah.
Is a good movie.
One jump scare, the whole movie.
Which one was that?
I don't remember exactly where it was. I think it had to do, I forget who, someone was in like the mom's little model room.
Mm.
And you know, there was that silence, there was the still shot, and then some kind of a jump scare. But it was the only one throughout the whole movie, which is cool, because I feel like too many movies rely on that.
Yeah, I think this movie relied mostly on its constant building of dread. And,
yeah.
You know, it's a kind of a slow burn.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah,
with moments of really shocking violence and
yeah.
things like that.
It's the complete opposite of a jump scare.
Mm-hmm.
It scares you with stillness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's what's really great about that movie. It really prolongs the uncomfortable moments.
Oh my
god. It makes you sit with it.
Yeah, yeah.
To the point where you're just like, when will it end?
Yeah.
You know.
That one scene, I think we've talked about it, that one shot of the son sleeping and the camera just shows his room and just it holds for like 40 seconds and there's something up in the corner. I don't remember. I don't think it was the mother yet, but there was like a demon up in the corner, like mm-hmm. looking like a fucking spider monkey or whatever,
mm-hmm.
just chilling up there.
Yeah.
And it's not the focus of the shot. You're looking at the kid, you're looking at the door, you're kind of bouncing around waiting for something.
Right.
And then you find that and then just nothing happens.
Mm-hmm.
Like when I found it, I just stared at it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at anything else because now I'm waiting for that thing to move and it just doesn't.
Mm-hmm.
Just frightening, horrifying, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah, yeah. Doesn't the shot doesn't draw attention to it? It's kind of in the corner,
right.
But it's a long shot. It gives you time for your eyes to kind of dart around,
right?
And then you're looking, and they're like, "Oh shit, what is that?"
He wants you to find it.
Mm-hmm.
That's
Yeah, I Damn. Love that. It's like a Where's Waldo for a horror movie.
I found that fucker on the beach. Yeah, man. It was great.
Yeah.
His next movie was really good, too. Midsommar.
Mm-hmm.
That was a really fun one.
Midsommar was pretty good. I didn't like it as much.
No.
It's Hereditary.
No, me neither. But
it was good.
I mean, I'm never going to Sweden, ever.
Yeah.
Or wherever fucking country they went to.
Yeah.
I'm never doing psychedelics in that country.
Yeah, probably not a good idea.
Hanging out with bush people and jumping off of cliffs and shit.
Yeah.
I'm good.
Yeah, assuming that's a real thing. I think it is. I think it's based in reality.
I think it is.
I don't know. I'd like to think so. But the thing with, I didn't care as much about the characters as I did Hereditary.
Yeah.
That's what made it so effective. Like, you're really drawn into, their plight. Because it's, there's a lot of, personal family issues that's rolled into the plot. I mean, the scene with her walking into her son's bedroom. And I think there's like just ants crawling all over his face and she's horrified.
Mm.
And then all of a sudden her son snaps her out of it. He's like, Mom, what are you doing?
Right.
It's like she was sleepwalking.
Yeah.
And then they're having a little back and forth. Just, he's asking, why do you hate me? He's like, she's like, I don't hate you. It's just going on forever. All of a sudden they're just drenched.
Right.
Just wet. And then you're thinking, why are they wet? What's going on?
Right.
And then they're crying and all of a sudden they're
It's
on
a weird
fire.
Movie, man. Yeah.
And then you realize, it's a dream. They're still in a dream. That scene just gives me shivers. Yeah, because it references back where, I guess when they were young, she poured painter fluid on them or something like that. And
well, how else do you wake a kid up for school? You're going to miss the bus.
Yeah. But yeah, and then they circle back with that scene. It's pretty harrowing.
Yeah.
Pretty harrowing stuff. Yeah.
Do you remember what your first spooky movie was?
First spooky movie. Maybe Alfred Hitchcock's Psycho.
Honestly. Really?
Yeah, like an old.
What a way to jump in.
Yeah, my mom showed it to me. And that was the first movie of its kind where it's, the main character is the killer the whole time.
Yeah.
Or what you think is the protagonist is actually the antagonist.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. I think that might have been the first one.
Never seen Psycho.
Which actually reminds me, another movie that kind of had that sort of a twist ending was this movie Hide and Seek with Robert De Niro and Dakota Fanning. Did you ever see that?
No.
Yeah, that's a movie that's his daughter, Dakota Fanning, and she keeps saying she has this, like, imaginary friend, Charlie, and all this weird stuff is happening throughout the movie, and he's like...
It's got to be somewhat kind of recent then, right, Dakota Fanning?
It was like 2003.
Oh, damn.
That was when she was a kid actor,
doing
her kid acting.
When Dakota Fanning was Dakota Fanning.
Yeah, now... I don't know.
No, she's just
I don't know. I don't even recognize her anymore. I'm sure she's great still. But no, yeah, and it's another one where it's Robert De Niro has a split personality, and
he's done a few like that, I think, right? Wasn't Cape Fear like that?
He was just a bad guy throughout the whole.
He's just a bad dude.
Yeah, there was no like other side to him.
Gotcha.
Yeah, what was one of your first horror movies?
My first was Scream 2.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's a good one.
Yeah. My family, we used to get together with my aunt and her family and go to this beach house every summer because my aunt would clean houses. So she worked for this lawyer who had a beach house. And then once a year, we would have to go clean the house. So the families would get together and just make it a weekend.
Mm.
And I don't know who... I mean, maybe one of my cousins had it because my cousins were a little older. I don't think the lady owned it, but I watched Scream 2 at that beach house.
Mm-hmm. Sounds like a good time.
It really was.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's one of my favorites, man.
Yeah, a little bit of comedy with it,
That's always been Wes Craven's jam, though. Love Wes Craven.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely is one of his best franchises that he started.
Yeah, he was always good at that, Reinventing... The rules, reinventing the status quo of the genre,
mm-hmm.
tearing down the tropes that he set up himself, like in the 70s and the 80s and stuff. Yeah.
What was one of the first movies that actually scared you? I mean, Scream could be scary, especially when you're a kid, but like really chilled you to the bone.
I think it might have actually been Halloween Resurrection. Yeah.
How could you be scared of a movie where Busta Rhymes drop kicks Michael Myers?
Well, yeah, you know, I was more scared of Busta Rhymes than I was Michael Myers.
That makes sense.
No, I mean, I was young. We had it was like another family like get together kind of thing. We must have rented the movie or something. And that's the one where he finally does kill Jamie Lee Curtis, right? And he goes back home and they're filming like an MTV show.
Yes.
In his house. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I think that might have been the first Halloween movie I've also ever seen.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd already seen some horror movies, but none of them made me think, like, there's a man in my closet.
Right.
And I remember it was like 3-4 days later. I was taking a shower, and in the bathroom, we had this big closet. And I finished, and I was like, I didn't want to get out of the shower
because
I thought there was something in the closet.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, what's the next scariest movie you've seen?
Oh, man. I don't know.
Give me Halloween Resurrection. Come on. You could do better than that.
I mean, like, even as a kid, I always did a really good job of, like, understanding that this isn't real.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think I've ever been, like, scared by a movie.
Well, or, like, just deeply unsettled, let's just say.
Well, definitely Hereditary.
That
made me feel not great on the inside.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Probably one of the early Hellraiser movies.
Mm. That makes sense. Yeah. That's a good answer.
Like, when the uncle reanimates in the attic in the first Hellraiser.
Oh, yeah.
Holy shit.
All the blood and the skin starts forming and the bones.
Because it's all practical it's back then.
Yeah.
That's a weird movie.
Yeah, I watched that. Me and my friends watched it on Xbox Live back when you could all get into a party and you had all your little avatars would be in a
movie theater?
In a movie theater.
Mystery Science Theater type shit?
Yeah, kind of. We'd just be in a party with our microphones just watching this movie together. Those were good times.
That's cool.
Hellraiser was one of them. And it was one of those movies where some of my friends, like, they just kind of, like, tuned out, just, like, left. Like, I don't even know if it upset them. Probably did, and they wouldn't admit it, but no, I stayed to the end till like nobody was left in my party.
Oh my god.
And yeah, good times though.
I forget where I watched them, but at one point they were all on one streaming platform, and I think I watched like the first 3 or 4 back to back one night.
Nice.
That was pretty fucked up.
Yeah.
The ones where Clive Barker was like super involved, because after a while he stopped directing them.
Yeah.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
The ones that he directed were, like, heavy on the practical effects. Heavy on the maggots.
Mm-hmm.
Maggots were not great. I hate maggots.
Yeah.
It's because of Clive Barker.
Yeah. You loved him before that.
Sure. Sure. He was my bro. He's my homie. And then he just started putting maggots in protagonists' mouths. And yeah. I was like, dude, I can't do this.
Yeah. Before, you were fine with maggots. But then it's like, yeah. Yeah.
Then they started going into people's mouths, and I was like, I'm good.
You know what movie ruined maggots for me? Not that it needed to be ruined, because maggots are fucking disgusting, obviously.
Right.
But the movie Ghost Ship. You ever see Ghost Ship?
I love Ghost Ship.
Yeah, towards the end, so they're eating rice.
Oh, God.
And then they turn into maggots.
Right.
I was like, oh, my God.
Yeah, that's not fun.
Not fun.
Mm.
That's another early horror movie, like when I was a kid, because that came out like 02, 03.
Something like that, yeah.
And the very first, yeah, so I'm like 5 or 6 maybe.
Mm-hmm.
The very first scene is when they're on the ship back in the day before it becomes the ghost ship.
Right.
And somebody snaps this
trip wire.
Yeah, and then it slices everyone in half.
The little girl dancing with the guy, and it just passes over her head because she's a child.
Yeah, and then he's just falling apart.
Ugh.
Yeah, I remember I had to leave. My sisters were watching it with me. I had to leave the room and go cry to my mom's room. Like, it was so upsetting to see stuff like that.
Yeah. I watched 13 Ghosts pretty young. What year was
that?
That
was a good one, too.
That was around the same
02,
time.
03.
Yeah.
Maybe 01, honestly. I don't know.
So, I mean, around then, I'm probably like 9, 10, 11 years old. But that one didn't freak me out. I enjoyed that one.
Yeah.
That one was really cool.
That's fun. Yeah. There was one ghost in that movie that was really creepy. It was like that kind of that naked chick.
Creepy. I don't know about that.
She was kind of hot, too.
She definitely was. I mean, 10-year-old Matt was like, that's a ghost I'd hang out with.
Yeah.
I didn't want to hang out with that weirdo with his head in a box, though.
Right.
That wasn't fun.
Yeah.
He scared me a little bit.
Yeah. There's a good amount of dismemberment in that movie, too. There's that scene with the guy who gets cut in half, but, like, almost, like, down the middle like this.
With he gets stuck in the door.
Just slides down.
Yeah. Ugh.
Yeah, it was pretty gnarly.
Matthew Lillard getting his back broken.
Oh, yeah.
By that one tall dude.
Lurch. He doesn't survive that movie?
No.
Oh, man.
No, he definitely doesn't.
Yeah. I remember being psyched that Matthew Lillard was in it.
Hell, yeah.
I knew him from Scooby-Doo and Scream, I guess.
Yeah. I think at that point in my life, I don't remember if I'd seen Scream 1 yet.
Because
I saw 2 before any of them, and then I just kind of rocked with 2. For years and years. So I definitely only knew him as Shaggy. So that, you know, that messed with me a little bit. Yeah. There was that one. What else came out around then? Rob Zombie. I got introduced to Rob Zombie around that time.
Mm-hmm.
House of 1,000 Corpses is a phenomenal movie.
I haven't seen that movie in years.
What?
Yeah, I've seen it.
I thought you were going to say you hadn't seen it.
It's been years.
That's such a good movie.
I remember liking The Devil's Rejects more, I think. But
yeah, I finally watched the third one like a year ago.
Is it bad?
It's not that it's bad. It definitely feels like Devil's Rejects more. Because I feel like House of 1,000 Corpses was like a real like horror movie.
Yeah.
And then it gets like weird and culty and satanic and
yeah,
like almost supernatural-y.
Right.
But it's a horror movie. And then 2 and 3 felt more like Bandits on the Run, like action-y kind of like.
Yeah, it's a totally different tone.
Horror because I guess there's killing. Like what makes a horror movie a horror movie?
Right.
But they didn't feel like horror movies.
Yeah. It's a good question. Yeah, where do you draw the line between horror and thriller?
Yeah.
I guess.
Like, it wasn't bad, but I think if you made a trilogy of, like, weirdo, creepy, like that first one, oh, man, we'd be having a different conversation.
Yeah. Yeah, some of his better movies, Did you ever see the movie Lords of Salem?
Not yet.
That's probably my favorite Rob Zombie movie.
Yeah?
Yeah, because it's still crazy, wild, which is kind of his style.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit more subdued, like on the gore and the white trashiness.
Okay.
That's usually a staple of his movies.
Yeah.
So it's kind of a more...
Heavy on the white trash.
Heavy. But, yeah, I don't know, something about that movie. It's a little more stylistic and...
Yeah.
More like tension building than some of his other movies. I recommend it.
I love his Halloween remake.
Yeah.
The first one is great. Second one, I didn't really dig it too much.
Yeah, I liked the second one I saw in theaters, but looking back on it, it's not great. Yeah, it's not the sum of its parts, I'll say, but it has some good parts to it. But yeah, the first one I saw in theaters, my sister and there's a lot of tits in that movie.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a good amount of them.
Like, she's just covering my eyes the whole time. I'm like, Mary, like, it's just going to show more tits again.
Right.
It's like, I'm not watching the movie.
Right. You've already paid for tits. The ticket.
Yeah. But yeah, I was like, when did that movie come out? I must have been 10 when that came out. Yeah.
Nice.
But yeah, pretty brutal. Yeah, seeing that side of Michael Myers.
I feel like with that first one, he definitely tries to really recreate that first Halloween movie. A lot of those like kills, a lot of those scenes were like really similar to the original. He didn't really step out of line or like out of that mold. I don't know, mold or
yeah. I think he with like the first half he did because. He goes into the origin of Michael Myers and his upbringing, which they never did.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's like showing, oh, he's all abused by his white trash family and things like that, and he's bullied. So all that was Rob Zombie.
Yeah, right.
But then when they go into the Laurie Strode and her friends and stalking them, it's almost like a shot for shot.
Yeah, yeah.
Remake of, which is fine.
I feel like the background stuff is fair game. If it's something that's not explored, you're fair game to do what you want with it.
Yeah, why not? Fuck it.
But it's when people try to, like, remake movies and just change shit. And it's like, well, now you're just putting your shitty ideas into this.
Mm-hmm.
Like, now you're making a movie. You're making the movie that you wrote a script to. mm-hmm. that you knew wasn't good, and now you're just waiting for a remake to insert your shitty ideas into it.
Yeah.
Says the guy who's never made a movie. But
I mean, a lot of people would argue that that's what Rob Zombie did, that was a shitty idea to expand on his origin.
I mean,
and
I thought it was cool.
No, I thought it was cool, too.
And like, I'm, what's the alternative? Right? You don't want him to do that, but you'll take the cult bullshit from, like, Halloween 5 through 7?
A lot of people will, and I'm not one of those people. I think that's stupid.
I tell them to take a walk.
Yeah, that's definitely worse than going into, oh, he was abused, and that's why he is the way he is.
Yeah. That's just abused people not wanting to face reality that they're going to grow up to become serial killers.
Yeah, yeah. Like, deal with it. You know?
Right.
Nip it in the bud now.
Yeah. Kill Danny Trejo and just move on.
Yeah. Poor Danny.
He was the only nice one to him in that movie.
I was good to you, Mikey.
Oh, my
God. I was good to you.
That broke my fucking heart.
Throws a TV on him.
Broke my heart. But what does it tell you? It tells you not to be nice to anybody in life.
Never.
Because they're going to kill you.
Yeah.
That's the lesson.
Sad but true.
That's the lesson of the day.
Metallica.
Hell yeah. Did you ever get into Friday the 13th? You ever watch those?
I never got into Friday the 13th. I've seen a handful of them.
Right.
But I was always more of a Freddy Krueger guy.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, between Halloween and Nightmare on Elm Street, I thought those slashers were a lot better, maybe more sophisticated. I don't know. I never thought Jason was an interesting killer. I never thought anything about... I thought the movies were kind of hokey looking.
Hmm.
They didn't really... I don't know. They weren't very interesting to me.
Yeah. I've seen the original. The original is not bad. The original is kind of cool.
With Kevin Bacon.
Is he in that?
He's in the first or second one. I don't know.
Oh,
yeah,
shit.
Kevin Bacon.
Oh, that's funny.
He gets stabbed through the bed, like underneath the bed, and it goes through his neck.
Really?
And the blood. Yeah.
Nice.
There's some good effects in it.
Yeah.
Tom Savini, old school special effects makeup guy.
Sex Machine.
That's right. Sex
yeah.
from Dusk Till Dawn.
Yeah, yeah,
exactly.
Yeah, man.
But
love that movie. I mean,
yeah.
We'll talk about that in a little bit.
Yeah,
but
we'll get to that. But Friday the 13th.
Yeah.
I actually thought the remake was the best Friday the 13th. I'm going to be honest.
I know I've seen it. But I must have just not, because I don't remember a single thing about it.
Mm-hmm.
I know it used to be on Netflix. Like, I have the memory putting it on, watching, and then brain rot, gone.
I think it's good. I mean, you know, it follows the basic Friday 13th formula, but I don't know. It was a lot better directed than the older ones, I think. It was a lot more brutal.
Mm.
Yeah. I don't. They're just too 80s cheese for me. And
right.
I like a lot of 80s movies, and I like a lot of cheese, but...
Sure.
Something about it was just, I don't know, fell flat for me. It wasn't interesting, that franchise.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Don't make me wrong, like, most of the Halloween movies are awful. They're fucking dog shit. But, I don't know. There's at least, like, three or four really good to great movies.
Right.
Whereas Friday the 13th is just kind of,
right.
Most of it. Though Jason X is good.
Jason X is really...
Jason X is probably the second best Jason movie. Maybe Freddy vs. Jason. I don't know.
That's the first one I saw, but... I think that came out in, like, the early 2000s, so I was right around, you know, like, 9, 10, 11. And having seen none of them before, you know, being a 10-year-old, I'm the demographic for that movie. So,
yeah, it doesn't take itself seriously at all, which helps.
Not seriously in the least.
Yeah.
When they put him in that little simulation room, and he puts the two girls in the bag, and he's just beating them against the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Hysterical. That's great. And then they give him, like, a cool Power Ranger suit at the end.
Yeah.
Where, like, they, you know, he accidentally falls on the regenerating bed and it gives him, you know, fucking super strength and stuff. Like, that's pretty cool.
Yeah, you can enjoy it. It's fun.
It's a slasher in space. Like, anybody who hates that movie takes themselves a little too seriously.
Yeah. Well,
it's a slasher in space.
Yeah, and that's the thing with the older ones. It's like, maybe they're not trying to take it too seriously, but I don't know. It's just... But they are at the same time. The acting is just bad, you know. And it's like, how am I supposed to be scared or frightened?
This guy doesn't even run.
Yeah, he doesn't really run.
How am I supposed to be scared? Does he run? I don't know.
Not really. In the remake, I think he runs.
No.
But yeah, there's a great opening scene in the remake where, kind of like in Jason X, I guess. But yeah, he ties this girl up inside of her sleeping bag, and no, he doesn't. He doesn't beat her against a tree. That He ties it to a tree, the bag, over the fire.
The campfire. Christ.
Yeah.
So he just slow cooks her?
Yeah. Nice. It's pretty insane. Yeah, there's some gnarly kills in that one.
That's already like almost 10 years old, I think. That was like 2013. 12, 13, 14, around
honestly,
then.
I think it was 09 that came out.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah, it was old. It came out like right after, or maybe before, the Nightmare on Elm Street remake.
I didn't watch that.
It wasn't bad.
Yeah?
It wasn't bad. It wasn't great. But
is that the one where they make him a kid toucher?
Yeah.
And that's why, like, the town burns him?
Yeah. Yeah. Which I thought, I mean, the original, they call him a child killer, which he was.
Well, you know.
He's a child killer, but
if I had to pick something to happen to my kid,
yeah,
I'd much rather him be killed.
Well, you know, he probably touched him and then killed him.
Well, now you're just assuming.
Yeah, I guess I'm just assuming, but you know.
Wes Craven wouldn't make his antagonist a child molester.
I mean, listen, if you're going to kill a kid, you probably touched him before.
I don't know about that.
Yeah, I guess so. Kids are annoying.
I mean, you ever been to a theme park? I think killing a lot of kids, and I don't think about touching a single one of them.
That's true. Yeah, me neither. No, I don't. But yeah, they don't have, I guess they don't imply it, but yeah, he definitely killed them. But yeah, the remake was pretty cool. I don't know. It wasn't great, but
I just know that Rorschach plays Freddy.
He was one of the best parts of that. Yeah, he was a good Freddy.
Yeah.
I think.
I mean, but that's like Tom Hardy in these Venom movies. Like, yeah, he's the best part of a really shitty movie.
Yeah.
So like,
again, it's not great, but it has some good parts to it. Yeah.
I'll have to watch that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Right before bed.
Yeah. You'll probably sleep soundly.